You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Then he says, hey, you know, who do they say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist, some say you're Elijah, and so forth and so on. You know, they're picking different prophets, who the crowd says Jesus is. And he turns the question back to the disciples and says, you know, who do you guys say that I am? Of course, Peter the big mouth stands up and says, hey, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God, right? And
same guy that's going to deny him.
That's the key, right? So he says, hey, good for you, Peter. You got an A on the exam. Flesh and blood hasn't told you it's my Father in heaven. You've gotten this revelation from the Father. And so he goes on in this, and he begins to tell them that what? I think this is the second time maybe he said he's going to say it at least three times. Going to Jerusalem. Got to suffer many things by the chief priests and scribes, going to be killed, going to be raised on the third day.
And they're blind to that. They keep thinking he's going to start an army and take over.
Right? Peter,
we're going to beat up the Romans.
Says, hey, Jesus, far be it from me that this should happen to you. Then what does Jesus say?
Get behind me, Satan.
Because you're not of the things of man. You're of the things of man, not of the things of God. And what's he telling me? He's like, wait a minute. I'm telling you the kind of Messiah that I'm going to be. I'm going to bleed, suffer, die, be resurrected. And that Messiah, that king of that kingdom, is going to have the same kind of disciples and adherence to that kingdom. We always say this, a bleeding, suffering, dying, resurrected Messiah has bleeding, suffering, dying, resurrected disciples. So it's this way of life.
But
this
you've,
is a big deal.
But you've lived long enough to know God's ways are inverted. Like, God is not impressed with man's fame.
Right.
It's very fleeting. You've heard of Paul McCartney from the Beatles, of course, grew up with him.
Yep.
And he went to an Academy Awards a few years ago and was on. And the number one tweet among 16-year-old girls around the world was, who's Paul McCartney?
Who's Paul McCartney?
The famous, and also there was a party that night. He went to the door and this man said, oh, no, only the very famous people are allowed to come into this party. He said, oh, how famous do you have to be? Well, very famous. So he walked away. I mean, he didn't bother to tell the guy. This is a bouncer. And it's like, so the fame of man is very fleeting.
Yeah.
So everything about God is inverted because they also, you know, they paint all these pictures of him, this blue-eyed blonde guy. Mm-hmm. First of all, Jesus had dark skin. Mm-hmm. Have you been to Israel yet?
No.
Okay, the Nazarenes have dark skin.
Ago.
So
yes.
So he was a half black, half white guy. Mm-hmm. Perfectly, God kind of orchestrated that with the olive skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a funny thing. And then, you know, it says that he was not good looking. We would notice him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he might talk like this. Mm-hmm.
I'm not mocking God. I'm just saying God loves to hide stuff. Yes. God loves to hide stuff. I remember my greatest thrill when I first became a Christian. I'm riding with a friend. He has three daughters. He has a clunky old car.
Mm-hmm.
And we're driving in that car. And I felt like we're hidden treasure. That's when the Holy Spirit was so close to me that I was like, I felt like everybody thinks that this guy doesn't have much dough, which he probably didn't have. And, you know, living a very humble life. And yet there was great treasure in that car. It says when one person is born again and enters the kingdom of God, all of heaven rejoices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, glad witnesses.
Now, can you imagine if that's true?
Yeah, it's awesome.
If you bring one person to know Jesus in your lifetime.
Yeah,
like my friend Bobby Vendetta. He was younger than me. He was a bass player. He got born again. I said, what's that? He said, well, I'm a witness for Jesus. I said, what's that? Well, I'm witnessing for Jesus. And so for a year, I watched him from the corner of my eye. And I went, something's changed about him. Yeah. And that had a big – and he also said this. He said, Jesus said, I wish above all things that thou were either hot or cold. For if ye are lukewarm, I shall spew thee out of my mouth. Boy, and that rumbled around in my head lived there for a long time before I became born.
Yeah, so the church of Laodicea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're lukewarm. So the whole, so I used to think when I first read that, so it's okay if you don't know God. It's better that you don't know God or be on fire for God, but don't be lukewarm. But that doesn't make any sense after I studied it a long time because the qualities of cold water, there's qualities to cold water, you know, if you have a swelling or something, and there's qualities of hot water. So there's two qualities there, but lukewarm has no quality. There's no reason to have it. Cold, yes. hot, yes, but not the lukewarm. So that's, it spews, he spews that out of his mouth.
It's kind of like they say, by not making a decision, you've made a decision.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again.
Because God doesn't like hand clingers. Remember, he says he has no joy in the timid or fearful soul.
Yeah.
Who succeeds in life?
Yeah.
You buy a piece of land. Next thing you know, and this happened in my life, it's worth tenfold what you bought it from. It may take 20 years. Okay. Whereas if I didn't take the chance on buying that, that wouldn't have happened. And there are people also that buy land that lose all their money, but they're chance takers. All of life is, you know, take a chance on you, take a chance on you. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's all about chances, but.
My greatest concern now for the church is this whole, it seems like this whole woke ideology has just busted in. This idea of, you hear statements like love is love. Well, God is love. So we've redefined marriage. We've redefined the gospel.
But they made us look like we're mean people. Somebody said the other day, well, you hate homosexuals. I don't hate homosexuals. I don't believe a man belongs with a man ultimately. But I'm not going to judge you. I'm here
God's
to love you.
God's word says that.
It says a man should not lay with a man or a woman with a woman. And look what he did with Sodom and Gomorrah.
In the New Testament.
And now they want,
why do we erase that for the sake of, if you really love me and I'm doing something wrong, shouldn't you tell me? Aren't you accountable for that? But I also don't know.
Like, I've always needed feminine companionship.
Yeah.
I like it. There's a woman going to arrive here in a few minutes that works with me. I love working with women. And I don't mean in any seductive way or any sexual way whatsoever. I just happen to like, I loved my mom exceedingly. But what if I needed masculinity? You're a masculine guy. You're Italian. You got hairy arms. You got a hairy face. The opposite of your wife, who's soft, tender, leather, lace, lace and leather. They accentuate each other. But what if all of a sudden inside, you know, you're born feminine and wanted or desired masculine company? I don't know. I don't know how, who am I to judge? And I don't want the church to go down. Now they're saying they're very hateful towards Christians because they think that we're hateful. But is it hateful to make a decision?
If we don't have a foundation and a standard, where do we stand?
I was at a restaurant the other day. Okay. Getting out. I went by myself. Steakhouse down in South Florida. I like to go to the book center and then I go find myself a steak by myself. I come out. And there's a whole line of you have to use the what's the guy that drives the car? The valet.
A valet. Okay.
So they got a whole bunch of people coming out at once. And this one guy gets out of his Range Rover. And he gets into his Range Rover, then he gets back out, walk on over. And the other guy's behind him, a few cars of these valets. And the other valet goes, So I said, hey, could you move, get back in your car, move along? You're holding up everything here. Well, his group got really ticked off at me. And this little girl comes up, not little, but a little lady, like maybe she might have been 45, but she walks over, but I ignored her. She's staring at me, and she walks back. Finally, she goes, you need to be blessed. I think you need to be blessed. Bless you. Well, because obviously she must have been a Christian. And I turned to her and said, well, I bless you too. It was the cutest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But what I did was not wrong.
Right.
What I did was if anybody thinks today by being corrected, you're being unloving. No. Yeah. Please get back in your Range Rover, move it over here where there's space so everybody can exit and move along here. These men have jobs to do. And they got mad at me for correcting.
If you don't like to be corrected, you won't be led by the Holy Spirit who convicts us, who's the helper, who's the guide.
I heard recently some guy said, I don't want to be convicted. He said, listen, quote unquote, I don't know if you told me the story. Somebody says, I want to sleep with who I want to sleep with. Well, there you go. He has chosen the life of that's not
that
godly.
That lifestyle, and if you look at Paul's, you got the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit. I mean, it's pretty clear. He has a nice laundry list there. And said, anything else like this, you're not going to the kingdom of heaven. It's plain and simple. So are we discounting Paul's words? Some of the church is. Some of the church is saying we don't talk about Paul anymore.
But the only thing is, too, we're going to have a big conversation with God about this one day, is this. You know, in Jesus' lineage, you have prostitutes, you have bad people. You have even David who had a heart, even though he did all these sinning. I had a friend who just did a study on just, he still had a heart after God. He really wanted to please God.
And how did he get to the point of the contrite heart?
Yeah, but anyway, what was I trying to say? It took me off the thing there.
Sorry.
Okay, no. So David, I don't know where I was going, but anyway. How do we know? I don't know.
Nathan the prophet, right? Said, hey, you. This is-
yeah, but I don't know. There's some more very interesting characters in God's lineage, is what I'm saying. Lineage of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, the prodigal son, you know, Jesus said, he who's forgiven much loves much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hung out with some, what are the people, the people, I go to their church up north in the summers. I've been to their church and I've been to their households. They live a very perfect life.
Amish?
Yeah, but not the Amish, the other one, the group that's...
the Mennonites?
Yeah, the Amish actually came out of the Mennonites.
Right.
And, you know, they've got everything right. I mean, you go into their house and they invited me to the church. I'd never been to a Mennonite church before. Then they invite us into the house. This big long table with all the girls with their hairs in the buns and all the men wear black. Mm-hmm. And white shirts, but it was lovely in that there was a purity in that house. No one was talking about politics. Yeah. No one was angry. Mm-hmm. Love was there.
Yeah.
But then you could say, well, but then nobody stands out either because they're just all very nice.
Yeah.
But God seems to like those people that kind of like, he seems to take pleasure in sinners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you rather live your life perfectly or would you, I mean—
Well, you know, then there's all the scriptures about be holy, be perfect, be righteous.
Maybe they're going into heaven and I'm not.
Yeah.
Maybe the day that I got born again, because I've sinned afterwards, I was gloriously born again, but maybe I wish to God he'd killed me the next day, because then I would have gone straight to heaven. Now I've lived long enough to, have I lied since then? Sure. Am I consistently lying? No, I don't like lying at all. It's a horrible way to live.
The beauty of holiness is that you sinned.
I have sinned.
Did you repent? Or did you just
I mean, I would not. If Jesus said, have you repented from swearing? I said, Jesus, you know as well as me that I could tell you right now I don't want to sin. Mm-hmm. But 2 months from now, some guy may knock me up in traffic. It happened the other day. My friend was on he's my closest Christian friend. And somebody did something nasty. And I said something real nasty. I went, oh my God, he's on the phone. He heard me.
Right.
And, you know, there it was. So I'm not going to be a liar to Jesus and say, you know, I'm over swearing. I'd be a liar.
No, I just mean we're living
to the
life
best of my ability.
Yeah.
Am I going to try to do what's right? Yeah,
then
because
you repented, and you move on.
I have a repentant personality. Maybe am I repentant? I have a repentant personality. I want to please my Father in heaven.
Because do we choose to sin, or can we not help but sin? I mean, all kinds of verses in the first
our nature,
John there,
you know,
really.
I mean, you got a piece of pie. You got a pie. And you and I are going to have pie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big piece and a little bit smaller piece. Mm-hmm. Well, I go, I'm going to give John. I'm going to give him the smaller piece. I'm going to take the bigger piece. And then later on I go, then I suffer for that. I wish I'd given him the, now I got guilt and condemnation. It's kind of like if you walk out of a store and they gave you an extra 10 that you don't sell. You sit in that car.
You
take it back in because you'll pay all day for that. Yeah. You'll pay, oh, my God, back in 1962, I kept that $10.
But it's, you know, for folks that we don't want to get so stringent on folks. We don't want to get so robotic. We want to say, look, this is a life.
The angels are robots, right?
The spirit living within you. Respond to God. He's leading you. He's guiding you all the day long. You know, get silly about it. You know, hey, what should I have for breakfast? Or Cheerios or Fruit Loops?
Okay,
you know,
it's your turn to be on.
Yeah.
Should we just go? You just move right over here and start.
Do we
need to take a break, or can we just have him sit over here and go on with his show? How do we do that? You can edit it later. You tell me.
Break's definitely helpful because I have to change the title card for me.
Okay,
oh,
we're going to.